How to Speak with Confidence in Public by Edie Lush with Charlotte McDougall. Read by Edie Lush and Charlotte McDougall. Edie Lush is a journalist and communications coach. As a coach, she has helped clients shine in big speeches, promotion panels, interviews, pitches, literary festivals, board meetings, media appearances, and TED Talks. She's executive editor of Hub Culture and regularly interviews CEOs, entrepreneurs, and politicians, and chairs events around the world. As a journalist, she has worked for Bloomberg TV, the BBC, The Spectator, Prospect, The Week, and Spectator Business magazines. She has been a political analyst for a hedge fund and a speechwriter for the Secretary General of the Organization of American States, and is a graduate of UCLA and Yale. She lives in London and works in the UK and US. Charlotte McDougall is a communication and leadership coach. She works with people to develop leadership skills, win new business, increase personal impact, and build strong client relationships. Charlotte is also an actress and comedy writer who has performed with Cate Blanchett, Miranda Hart, and Ronnie Corbett. She wrote and starred in the Radio 4 comedy sketch show The Bearded Ladies, and her recent appearances include Downton Abbey, We're Doomed, The Inbetweeners, Misfits, The Paradise, and Charlotte Gray. How To Academy launched in September 2013. Since then, it has organized over 400 talks and seminars on business, lifestyle, and science and technology, which have been attended by 40,000 people. The aim of the series is to anticipate the needs of the reader by providing clarity, precision, and know-how in an increasingly complex world. Chapter 1. Introduction. Jerry Seinfeld once joked that most of us would rather attend a funeral in the casket than give the eulogy. Many of us would agree. A 2013 poll in the UK had glossophobia, the fear of speaking in public, as the second largest fear, after losing a family member. Fear of being buried alive, or just dying, came third and fourth, respectively. Why does the thought of standing up in front of a group make our knees knock and our voice tremble? Think about all the times you've drifted off in a meeting or in a class, all the times you've listened to a speech and it has just failed to land. Most of us are guilty of reaching for our mobiles to send a message during a presentation and of getting caught there for several minutes before turning back to the speaker. This is despite knowing how it feels to be on the reverse side of the podium. As speakers, we have all noticed people gazing out of the window or getting sucked into the black hole of their phone screens, while our own mouths have been open, our carefully composed words pouring out. At the heart of this book is the idea that good communication is about building connections. This is true whether you're a head girl giving a talk at school, a political candidate speaking to a crowded room, a CEO giving a conference speech, a graduate going for a first interview, a scientist giving a TED Talk, or anyone, anywhere, having a meeting. We all know what it is like when we have connected with someone, even just one-on-one. We can see the person we're talking to smiling and nodding as we speak. We feel visible, memorable, and in control of the impact we make. But what can happen when we feel in the spotlight or when we need to deliver is that the confident, comfortable, and engaging person our friends recognize can drain away to leave a drier, less effective version of ourselves. We might disappear into a rabbit hole of detail. We might use 30 words when 3 would do. We might forget the point we are trying to make. We might just appear worried and nervous. This can have devastating effects on us. At best, our message may fail to land, leaving our audience unmoved. At worst, the audience may make negative judgments that impact on whether they buy into us as a speaker and a person. We live in a world where everyone is short of time and attention. Yet despite this, we all know those people who manage to command